Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. Come join us in the Wednesday morning edition of The First Fruit. We're here at the NPA live studio. Come and join us as we go directly into the service. I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen.
Morning, all of you. Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, it's 7 o'clock. And God bless all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. I don't know if Ambassador Hagen is on the line yet. If so, we'll have our instructions. If not, we'll move on. And welcome all of you.
God bless you, Dr. Bernard. Yes, we just finished up with the blog, inviting the guests. God bless you all. This is Ambassador Hagen. We're here to give the instructions. To mute your line, you must now press the number 4 and then the star key. You'll hear the corporate announcement that says you're now muted or unmuted. If you have a question, press 5 star and the host will be notified immediately. A few things you want to remember. The outstanding platform, that is, the praise report, the prayer request, and the wisdom seminar for each of these. The basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, your record in the city you're calling from, and remember you have a maximum of 2 minutes. To participate. For those of you that are joining us by the way of the video, remember just press 1 on your handset and you'll be able to speak directly with the host. We want to thank all of you for joining us and may God bless each and every one of you. And at this time, we're going to turn back, amen, to our host, amen, the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. I want to apologize to you publicly. God bless you for yesterday. We were supposed to have Georgia Day, and I'm very, very sorry. But we'll try to have Georgia Day on tomorrow. Amen. Everybody, look forward to that on tomorrow, on Georgia Day. God bless all of you. This is a wonderful time to give God praise and glory. He's been so good. May I just speak to you all? Are you all awake? Good morning to all of you. Good morning to all of you. God bless you. Good morning. Morning. Good morning to everybody on the front line. Amen. And the Lord is blessing us. Can we have everybody, if you would, look toward heaven and just speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. I know you are awake. You never sleep nor slumber. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lord. Amen.
Morning,
Lord. Amen. God is so good, isn't he?
Yes,
God,
he is.
God. He is. Yeah, so we're praising him and thanking him for all things, everything that he's done. Amen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love about this prayer line, the first fruits, is that you all don't mind giving God some praise. Amen. Yes. I know it's hard to get people to say things in the morning when they first wake up. Some of y'all wake up, you don't want to speak to nobody. But it's just good to wake up and give God some praise and let him know that you're grateful for him waking you up and starting you on your way. You got legs to walk, got mouth to talk. How many of y'all can see? Got eyes to see and can hear, got ears to hear, have the activities of your limbs up. It was the Lord who blessed you to have it. Amen. And if you knew all the things that I've been through, even since yesterday, you would help me give God some praise. And if I knew all the things that you've been through since yesterday, I would help you give God some praise. I know you've been through some things, but the Lord brought you faith, and he will lead you on. Why don't we open our mouths this morning and find out where you are? Amen. This is a praise check. and let's praise check and give God some glory and give him some praise. My praise is right here. Praise check. Lord, thank you, 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 thank you. Where's your praise? Everybody give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise him. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Lift you up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You're the one.
Thank you, Lord.
All we have, need, all we want. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, saints, open your hearts and give the Lord some praise here today. God's been mighty good to you. Focused in everything that he does. So God bless all of you, and we praise God for you. I'm going to ask any one of our assistants, any one of you all, if you would get the praise reports today and let the people talk about the goodness of Jesus. As I said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And I thank God for saving me. Any one of our assistants can give that to us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just before we get our praise reports, let me pray this morning and thank God for his goodness. Father, we praise you and we thank you. We dare not approach you, Lord, without asking you to forgive us for all our sins. We saw the whole mission, the things that you have instructed us to do that we haven't done. Forgive us. We'll try, Lord. We'll try. And forgive us the sins of commission, anything we've done. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to help us forgive those who trespass against us. We just praise you and thank you. Approach you humbly, Lord, and give you all the adoration, all the glory, all the praise. God, thank you for bringing us this forward. What we have, you gave to us, and who we are, you made us, and what we know, you taught us. The places you brought us, God, where we come from, you brought us. Everywhere we've been, you've taken us. You opened up doors that have been closed in our faces, God, and we just appreciate you, more than we can express in words. God, we're asking you to stretch out your mighty hand over everybody on this prayer line. We appreciate your protecting hand already, the hand of protection on your people, God, to bring them this far, to bless them this much. And you've been there every step of the way. Oh, we love you. And we ask you to continually bless this prayer line. God, you're the one who's brought all the miracles. We pray that you just keep and continue bringing miracles on this prayer line. Heal those who are sick of every disease. You made everything, Lord. And when anything is in your room, it is subject to you. Whenever you're in the room, you're the main focus of our affection. You have all power in your hand, so everything is subject to you. All sickness, all problems, all diseases, all trouble, everything must bow to you. In the earth, on the earth, below the earth, everything must bow to you. We give you glory. We bow and give you adoration and give you praise. Yeah, God. Now, Lord, touch everywhere. That person having a problem, touch, and deliver, Lord, heal and deliver. Yeah, God, you not only do physical healings, but you heal broken hearts, you heal broken minds, you heal broken spirits. God, heal, Lord, heal. Nobody can heal like you. Yeah, touch that problem, Lord. Touch that heart problem. Touch that back problem. Touch that hip problem. Touch all those joints. Touch those major organs and heal. Give them the victory. And give them glory in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you,
the day you have made, we give you glory. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, Lord. And thank you again for this prayer line. Let miracles happen even today, because you are the miracle worker every day.
Thank you, God.
And thank you for all the many blessings that we receive. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen and amen. We ask all the things for the thank God. Amen. God bless all of y'all. Anybody want to get the praise reports today, feel welcome. Again, I want to remind y'all tomorrow. If you would help me, let's have Georgia Day. Amen. And I'm going to ask you all to remember that this is Wednesday, and tomorrow we have the youth prayer line tomorrow. Amen. Let's double up. Let's do a great job tomorrow night on the youth prayer line. All right. Did I hear Dr. Pfeiffer? You want to get the praise reports?
Praise God. Good morning. Giving honor to the Lord, and bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line this morning. We're here to get the praise reports, and we're just thanking God for such a wonderful time at the Women's Convention. It is such a blessing. So much is being taught. So much is being brought to our attention, and we're just thanking God that knowing that the church is up to date and the things that are being taught at the convention are dealing with our youth today. And I was so thankful to hear the International Mother talk about that and not be afraid to expose some of the things that should be done and need to be done by the church. And I'm praising God for his many blessings and for health and strength in Jesus' name. And you all just keep me up in your prayers. And we're here to take your praise report. If you have one, just open up. Let us hear it. God bless you. Who would be the first one to give a praise today?
I want to thank God for giving me, I might say, one of the opportunities of opportunities here at the International Women's Convention. Amen. The programming has been set, I'm sure, for months and months and months. But the Lord, nobody but the Lord, interrupted all the program and the protocol of the program and opened doors, amen, for me last night to minister on the program. Without being programmed, they interrupted their program and call on me to do a song on at the International Women's Convention. And I understand, as far as I know, for the official program, I'll be the only man that they've had on this week. And I'm just so honored and so elated that the Lord did that and did such a, what I call, an ultra-awesome miracle. And I'm just grateful that he would give me an opportunity, and the Lord blessed us on last night in a great, great way. I want to give him glory and honor for what he did. Oh, my God. Thank God. I want to thank God also for just blessing me to be here at the Women's Convention. Amen. And Dr. Pfeiffer graciously opened her home up. It's unusual. And I want to thank God for being here in her beautiful home. They treated me like a king. I want to thank you, Brother Pete. Amen. Amen. And Dr. Pfeiffer, I appreciate all of your kindness here. So I'm praising God for what he's done for me and how he made a way. I didn't know if I was coming to the Women's Convention. All of a sudden, God paid my whole way to the whole Women's Convention. I've been telling y'all that he doesn't move in green dollar bills, that his increase, his blessings, and his money has increased. And God has just blessed in such a phenomenal way. I just want to give that praise report. Back to you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God for that. Praise God. Any more praise reports? Praise the Lord. Let them hear them. Shout them out. Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Charlotte Gray and the whole prayer line. Good morning, 816 area code. I just want to follow Dr. Johnson. What also thanks on the favor of God is I testified on last week on how God blessed me with my car. I had another situation with my car, but we know the situation and circumstances are running with faith and grace. And I just thank God for mercy. I just want to tell you, Lord, I thank you for mercy. I thank you, God, because I don't deserve it. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you continue to shine upon the Gray family within. I just thank you, God, what you're doing for each one of us, God. I'm praying, Lord Jesus, for first fruits. God, continue to extend through the vines, through our churches, God. I'm just thanking you this morning.
God bless you. Praise God. Any other praise reports?
Good morning. This is Sister Gina, and I just want to thank God for how he allowed me to travel back home to the D.C., Virginia area, spend the holiday there with my family, and how he brought me back safely. It was kind of touch-and-go situation there yesterday. I was in the airport, really on the plane, for over 5 hours due to bad weather, and they kept delaying and canceling and delaying and canceling. But I thank God I finally made it in this morning, and I thank God for the prayers of the saint. Thank God, because I'm glad to hear that the Lord used our leader mightily in the, on the Women's Convention last night, and I thank God for his trouble, mercy. I'm asking you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Sister Gina. And two, we thank God. Deacon Pete was filming it all, and we're just praising God for our leader having that opportunity. Because when you look around, when you looked around on that stage, God blessed and gave favor to our leader. And we're just praising God for that, because I tell you, when he played Only What You Do for Christ Will Last, I think it woke a lot of people up that had maybe never heard Only What You Do for Christ Will Last, because we do so many other things wanting to be praised for it and wanting to be glorified for it. But God said no man would he share his glory with. So we're just praising God for favor and songs like that to bring to our attention things that God is doing. Only what you do for Christ will last. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it just woke the audience up and let them know that you can stop being a show for man. You can stop being a show for the people at the women convention trying to get step on one and get higher than the other. But only what you do for Christ will last. And, you know, as Dr. Johnson always do, he did his best. And it seems as though Lady Betty is here with us, because every time we... she's on the phone with him, he's on the phone with her, and he's calling her all day for prayer. And I just thank God for knowing that you have people that are depending on prayer, nothing but prayer. Praise God. You can't depend on favoritism and fame now. It's prayer. And we thank God, because only what you do for Christ will last. That's why we're listening to the praise reports right now. When you give this praise to God, only God can measure your blessing and can pour it out of a window you don't have room to receive. So any other praise reports at this time? God bless
you. You know, I just want to expand on that just a little bit more, Dr. Pfeiffer. I've been teaching that you have to learn to recognize a miracle, because God gives miracles. When you recognize him, he'll give you more miracles. And last night, God gave me a bona fide, absolute miracle. You got to understand that this is the International Women's Convention. Look around, and women are everywhere, all over the audience, and protocol everywhere. Every name on the stage, every seat has a name on it, just protocol everywhere. And God interrupted the whole program. And I'm saying this with all humility, but the Lord, I got to recognize what he did. He interrupted the whole program. They didn't have any men, all women, participating on these programs, on this program, and God interrupted the program and said, "I want Bernard Johnson to play," and they heard him. And the Lord blessed on yesterday, and I want to thank him for this ultra awesome miracle that he gave to me. And humbled by it, I just want to recognize that God did it. God gave us a miracle, and I want to thank him for it. God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Amen. Praise God for blessings. Amen. Anyone else with the praise report? Thank you, Lord.
I'm
going
to lift
Jesus.
Up mine eyes unto the hills, for bless whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. I give honor to our leader, God, this morning, our leader, and to Dr. Price and to all the people on the lines. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm just so happy and glad to be a part of the prayer line this morning. Lord, I just thank God for Sister Gina waking. I was almost asleep, about to miss this prayer, but she called me, and I praise God for that. I'm glad because the Lord has continued blessing me. I tell you, I felt like my body was going down the hill, and the Lord has blessed and healed my body. And I thank God for it, because I just felt like it looked like every little thing was happening. But God touched my body and healed the wound, and I praise God. And not only that, he brought the exercise in my home and sent me nurses and to take care of me, give them a bath. And I tell you, the Lord is just good to me, taking good care of me. Brought me in a hospital bed where I can let it up and down, and whatever way I want to lay, well, I can do that. And I thank God. I praise him and magnify his name. And through exercising, look, my limbs are getting stronger. I'm just glad because the Lord is looking after me. I'm so thankful because I'm saved this morning and sanctified, feeling baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you, Mother Johnson, for that praise report. Say your bones are getting stronger. Your body is getting stronger. Praise God. God,
yes,
have
God.
You reclining. Yes. Most time people recline in the chair, but he got it where you can recline in the bed. My God. You can sit anywhere you want. Praise his holy name. Thank God for that. And that's because of the life you have lived. And we're thanking God for you this morning, being on the prayer line to share those words of wisdom. It encourages us to run on and see what the end is going to be. Sometimes people want to give up, but it's not time to give up or give out. Anyone else with the praise report? We'll take
praise the Lord with me, for his mercy endures forever. This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan. I thank God for what he has done for me. For many of you know how far God have brought me. I'm not able to attend the Women's Convention this year, but I thank God for life. Thank God for Dr. Johnson. I knew that he was going to be on the program to bring the Holy Ghost. We thank God for each of you this morning. Honor to Mother Johnson. Lady Betty, to each of you, we had a wonderful holiday. My granddaughters are here, and my great-grandson, and everybody was here for the holiday. A lot of the pastors and ministers came because I invited them to say thank you for the prayers and for the concern. And I'm saying to the prayer line this morning, to each of you, thank you for the prayers that you prayed for me. Because if it had not been for God on my side, I would not be here. I think about all of the things that he brought me through. And I'm not on dialysis, so I'm ready to shout. God bless each of you this morning and have a wonderful time at the convention. Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, who has opened up her home to our leader, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Bless everyone on the prayer line. A couple of more praise reports. Yeah, I heard